guys, welcome back to Fuji Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Starbucks. Without further ado, let's get started with this episode. So basically, Starbucks is one of my favorite coffee chains, and it was first made or found in, Seattle, and this coffee chain is just so popular all around the world. Many countries, like all around the world, and countries such as Korea, China, Europe, Russia, or I don't know about Russia, but I think there's Starbucks all around the world, and you will find it, and there is many different kinds of drinks that they offer depending on which country you are in. And right now, I am really loving the caramel macchiato and also the chai tea latte. Those two are my go-to drinks. I mean, I can't really have Starbucks too much since it does cost a little, but when I go to Starbucks, those are my go-to drinks. And I think it's a little too expensive for like one drink to be like $5.25 or $6, but you know, sometimes you gotta treat yourself, and this is my treat. And also for Starbucks, I really like their drinks that, I really like their cold brews, if I'm not getting the hot drinks. Hot drinks would be chai latte and caramel macchiato, but if it's the cold drinks, I do really like their vanilla sweet cream cold brew, not the cold foam. I haven't tried this vanilla sweet cream cold foam yet, but I tried the vanilla sweet cream cold brew, and that cold brew is by far the best cold brew that Starbucks makes. The second place I would say is pumpkin spice, or it's the pumpkin spice cold brew. Is it called the ice pumpkin cold brew? Ice pumpkin cold brew. Yeah, that's the second place. My least favorite cold brew drink that they serve here is the I think it's called the chocolate cold brew. I don't know why. I ordered it one time and it tasted so bitter, in my opinion. I think that was because I stick the straw in there, but if I didn't, it still tasted really bitter, in my opinion. So I didn't really like the chocolate cold brew, chocolate cream cold brew. But if you haven't tried the vanilla sweet cream cold brew, I definitely recommend you try that out. And it's also, you can make that at home. You could just buy heavy whipping cream, vanilla syrup, or vanilla extract, and sugar, and you just like whip that up by yourself and then put that on top of your store-bought cold brews. And I haven't tried it yet, but I know there's a lot of videos online on YouTube and they show you how to make it. Those are my favorite drinks, and yeah. So let's talk about, why do people like Starbucks so much? Well, actually, Starbucks releases their drinks, like they release new drinks probably maybe 3 to 4 times a year, like new drinks. One of their biggest, like the biggest time, like usually like their most of the drinks that are released are usually in the fall time, which is around right now. And it's usually like the end of August, like 31st to September, the beginning of September. And everyone knows the iconic pumpkin spice latte. I know that too. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that. But this year, they also had this new drink. It's not really new because they had it last year, but they added oat milk to it. So it's called the ice apple, ice apple macchiato. Is it called that? Yeah, it's called the ice. I think it's basically the ice oat milk apple macchiato, and it's very, it's dairy free, so it's also very popular among like people who can't drink dairy or coffee with dairy. And I tried it last year with just like the regular milk, and I really enjoyed it personally. I haven't tried the oat milk one, but maybe the oat milk one tastes like a little bit weirder because it's oat milk and it's not like regular milk. But there is one drink that Starbucks has. It's called the iced, the iced oat milk iced brown sugar shaken oat milk espresso. Yeah, it's that one. And that one with oat milk tastes so good. So if you want oat milk in like in your drink, get that one. Get the iced brown sugar shaken espresso. But this apple one, I think with regular milk, it tastes a little more better. And also, with many kinds of drinks, they also have these bakery treats, and they have the pumpkin scone and also the pumpkin cream cheese muffin, which I tried the pumpkin cream cheese muffin. I would say I would give that an 8 out of 10 because I really like how Starbucks proportionates their cream cheese, or like there's a really good pumpkin muffin to cream cheese ratio, and it just goes well. It tastes kind of like a cupcake, but a very healthy cupcake, because there's no like there's not too much cream and frosting. And I kind of don't like cupcake frosting because it's too sweet and too overpowering in my opinion. Let me know if you guys agree with this, because I don't really like too sweet of treats. So I'm more of a savory person, but this pumpkin cream cheese muffin, it just goes so well with your like if your Starbucks drink. Like I usually order the chai tea latte with this pumpkin. I ordered this last time with the chai tea latte and it went so well. It was literally the best combination ever. And it's really good for like a pick-me-up like around 3 o'clock. I mean, you're not gonna have this like every single day unless you want to, but it's not that healthy if you get it every day. But maybe like, I don't know, like once in a while you, or like once in a while during October or like September and October, you can get it just as a treat. I know they're gonna take away this pumpkin cream cold brew soon, so if you like the pumpkin cream cold foam, you better get it right now or else they're gonna take it away. They should probably have this seasonal, but then it wouldn't be like the fall release drinks, you know? And that's literally the best time of the year. My favorite season is fall because of this this drink release, this like fall drinks release situation that Starbucks has every single year. Anyways, yeah, I guess Starbucks is really popular, and Starbucks releases many drinks, and also Starbucks has many of my favorite cups because I really like water bottles, and they also have like these water bottles that are what's it called, like the metal water bottles that you could put your coffee in. And also, I got the plastic one, which holds the cold drinks. That just looks so aesthetic, you know, with every single drink that you want to drink at home. The problem is that that cup is huge. I wish they made a grande one, because the venti one, that one's a little too big for all my drinks. So, like, it looks like I have half of a drink left. But, you know what? I really like it. And I got the magic changing water color thing. So, it changes color when I put cold water in that cup. It's really cool. It changes to blue. But yeah, there's drinks, there's cups, and let's talk about their breakfast, because that I haven't got to yet. Their breakfast, I really like their bacon gouda and egg sandwich, because the egg is just so fluffy. I don't know how they make it, but it just hits perfectly every time. And if I don't get that with like my favorite drink, I would usually get the sausage, cheddar, and egg sandwich on a muffin. That on the English muffin, that one is also very delicious, and turns out that one is less expensive than the bacon gouda sandwich one. I don't know why, because the bacon gouda sandwich one, I can eat that in one bite and it'll be gone, but the sausage one, the sausage egg cheddar muffin on an English muffin, that one is a much bigger and it costs less. So if you want to get more bang for your buck, I would go for the sausage, cheddar, and egg sandwich, which tastes really good. It fills me up. I can sometimes eat that for a lunch. I know it's not good to eat that for lunch, but you know, when you don't have anything to eat and you're just like, I want to pick me up, or I just want a small lunch, get that and you'll be full. Trust me, you're gonna get full. And it tastes good. So yeah, so those are like the 3-4 topics that I want to cover in this episode today. I don't really have much to say about Starbucks, except that's my favorite coffee chain. I've been drinking Starbucks since I was in first grade. I know that's really young, but yeah, I was exposed to Starbucks at the age of 7 years old, and my first drink for Starbucks was actually the berry hibiscus. They don't have this drink anymore because they took it away, I think, last year. But yeah, the very, very hibiscus drink, that one, that was my first refresher drink, any, like, the whole shebang from Starbucks. And I don't know why they took it away, because I think they should bring it back. But now my second favorite refresher is the strawberry acai with lemonade. That one is also a must try. You might think it's like sour and stuff, that's what I thought, but after I tried it, I would never go back to just to the regular strawberry acai refresher, since that tastes so bland. Anyways, yeah, that's basically what I have to say about Starbucks. I hope you enjoy this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. Maybe I'll talk about fast food, who knows. Have a great day, everyone.